Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in tiniest Daf Chof Aleph in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Amud Aleph 9 lines from the top of the Amud. So we're dealing now with Tfilas and Nehilo, and the Gemara asks, Nehilo Maushe Tiftor HaShalerev. Does Tfilas and Nehilo Poiter exempt one from davening Ma'ariv? Rabbo, Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav, he said, in the name of Rav, Nehilo Poiter HaShalerev, if you daven Nehilo, you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. Omar Rabbo Le Rav Chuna. So Rabbo asked a question. If you davening only Nehilo, you're not going to mention the Havdol, you have to mention in davening. Omar, if you're in the Rabbo, how can seven brachas of Nehilo pointer the 18 brachas you have to say in Ma'ariv? Omar, look for Isasoft. Didn't we already have a question? Omar, begin the Isasoft. I mean, I know you had a question, but that doesn't mean that you're doiche the halacha. Maybe they can find an answer. So I'm bringing another question. The first question, Koshi Yois, is a good question. The second question, Loi Koshi Yois, it's not a good question. Why? Second question was, how can you daven only seven brachas and not 18? Then we answer, Kali Kilu Olov, it's a kulo in the end of a tainis. Because he's in a tainis, he's hungry, so they allow him to daven seven instead of 18. Rabbova Memelom Chavrayo Maraya, meaning Rabbi Isai, I understand from all of you that Nehilo is not Poiter Shalerev. Because you're questioning the sentence of Rav. Rav Shimon of Levi said also, Ein Nehilo Poiter Shalerev. And even Moitzi Shabbos, or Moitzi Yom Kippurim, or Moitzi Tanit Zibur. So even Moitzi Shabbos, he has to go work. Moitzi Yom Kippur, Moitzi Tanit, he's fasting. He should daven a full Shmone Esrei. So you see, Nehilo is not Poiter. Even though in a regular Shabbos you don't feel Nehilo, and this is the first time you have Nehilo because of Yom Kippur, you still mention Shabbos in the Tfilas Nehilo. When you have a Shabbos that falls on Chanukah, meaning you never have Musaf when you daven Chanukah, Maskil Shechanaka Musaf, you still mention Alanisim in Tfilas Musaf. So even though this field doesn't belong to Chanukah, but because today is Chanukah, you mention Chanukah. Oysuvun Allah, they added to it, Roshchoy Shechalyot B'Tainis. When it happens to be that you have a Tainis on Roshchoydish, as we mentioned before, if they had a series of Tainisim and one of them fell on Roshchoydish, Avabi Shehein Nihilo B'Roshchoydish, even though in your regular Roshchoydish is no Nihilo. Maskil Shem Roshchoydish B'Nihilo, he still mentions Roshchoydish in the Nihilo because today is Roshchoydish. Continues the Gemara, and we're going to use the gears of Rav Chaim. Rosh Chodesh v'tainis. When we have a tainis that falls on Rosh Chodesh, Eichan hu maskir shel tainis b'musaf. When do you mention tainis in the Tfilas HaMusaf? Usually you mention that neinu between Goyel l'Roife, Goyel Yisrael to Roife. But here that I don't have that, where are you going to mention it? Says the Gemara, Rav Zehiro Amar b'hoidoyo. You mention it in Moedim. Rabbo b'mer lo b'avoidon. Ritze. Ravun Omar Omer Brocha Revis. Meaning he has a separate Brocha. It's not really the fourth Brocha. It's really the fifth Brocha. Because the fourth Brocha is the Tfilas HaMusaf, but you mention its own Brocha. It's called Revis because usually a standalone Brocha is a Revis. Omar Abba, Mamatsan, Michal Mokim, Omer Brocha Revis, Afkan Brocha Revis. Meaning always when you have the 18 Brochas, where do you mention Aneinu as the fourth Brocha? Meaning the middle Brocha. It's always there in the middle. So now you mention in the middle. And says the Gemara, "Nafak uvdo ki adodir abo." There was a ma'aseh that's what they paskened. Says the Gemara, "Bame koyrim." When Rosh Chodesh falls in a tainis, so which Kriyas HaTorah do we read? The Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh or the Kriyas HaTorah of tainis? And this sugi we brought earlier in the Masechta. Rabbi Yisrael mekoyrim brachas akolos. You read brachas akolos like any other tainis. Omo le'amona. Why do you do that? Begin midat tun the tainisot. Everybody should know it's a tainis. Ravine al ma'ayon v'loyani in the tainisot. They're laying on their stomach and they don't know it's a tainis. I mean, they're very hungry. They know it's a tainis. Not to tell you about the tainis, but it's because we have to read Brach of his clothes in the days of the tainis. He says, no, you read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. So he meets Rabbi Rapazi and says, did you hear this from your father? The only place where Abba says that you have to read Rosh Chodesh, the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, even when there's a tainis, it's only a place called Ayin Etav, which is the place where they're Mekadesh the Chodesh. There they had to make sure that everybody knows that's Rosh Chodesh. Continues to go down Chof Aleph Beis, Koyim Rosh Chodesh. Shalakol Koyim is Koyim Baruch HaZakos, but in other places you read Baruch HaZakos. So he said, no, any Hanami, that other places should read the Kriya of Atayni is not Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, they were quoting a reader of Rapazi saying that you should read the Rosh Chodesh. They came and they found him, and they met him. They said, did you say that? Did your father say that? He said, he only said in a specific place, not in every other place. Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos. What Kriya do you read? The Kriya that you read on a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. I'm referring here to the Maftir. The Maftir that you read, which one do you read? You read Rosh Chodesh. You see it for the Mishnah. You don't read in Yonah Deyoyim. When you reach these days, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. In other words, you read then the parshas that belong to these days. We have Rosh Chodesh that falls on Chanukah. What's the Kriya? The first three Rosh Chodesh, the fourth Aliyah is Chanukah. He says, no, the opposite. You do three aliyahs of Chanukah, and the fourth one is Rosh Chodesh. From a Chanukah perspective, you should have only three aliyahs. The reason you have a fourth aliyah is because of Rosh Chodesh. Your simon is that Rosh Chodesh always has the aliyah revis. But when it falls on Shabbos, you have seven aliyahs. So it's you only have the fourth aliyah for Rosh Chodesh. He's like, Meim Shalei Bar Revi, El Machas Rosh Chodesh. So what's that simon? Omar Lei, Vado Shil Tel De Sofer. This is a good question to ask the Soifrim, the ones that learn the Mikros. Continues the Gemara, this comes now from the Gemara in Maseches Brochus. And it says over there, regarding davening in Ma'ariv early. So Rabbi Mavkid Lavdon Amoyri, Rabbi ordered Avdon his Amoyro, Akris Kameon, go announce, Mandematzli Yatzli Diramso Adiyoimekoim. Anybody wants to daven Ma'ariv early, he can daven Ma'ariv when it's still day, meaning from Plaga Mincha and on. Rabchia Barbo Mavkid Lamoyri, also Rabchia announced Amoyro, Akris Kameon announced in front of them, Mandematzli, anybody wants to daven, Yatzli Diramso Adiyoimekoim, he can daven Ma'ariv early. Rab Chanino Mashcheni Rabbi Shmo Bab Yoisi, it's a Pundoki Echad. He took me to some pudoki, to some hotel. Formerly, Kanis Pal Abba Shalil Shabbos B'Yav Shabbos says, here, my father, Rabbi Yossi, davened the Friday night tefillah, meaning Leil Shabbos, on Yav Shabbos, early. He did early Shabbos. Omav, Amy, Rabbi Yochan and Poli, Rabbi Yochan argues, V'loya tzaych l'mavliko. He should have argued. Lama shekin moisivim michol al kodesh. You could add michol al kodesh, you could make early Shabbos. The donkey man came from this place Orov Tetziporin from Shabbos of Chanina ben Dois Beirur, and he came and said Chanina already accepted Shabbos in the city, meaning early Shabbos. So you see, in Shabbos it's okay to do an early Shabbos and daven Ma'ariv early. So Rabbi Yochanan should not argue in this. So what is Rabbi Yochanan is arguing? Similar story. Tevshav Rabbi Yossi pulled into this place. His pundoki v'omerli kanis bal abo shel moitz shabbos b'shabbos. Here Abba daven moitz shabbos b'shabbos, meaning he davened an early ma'ariv on Shabbos. Says the more v'afilu alo lavetzorchem mispalgo. Even this, Rabbi Yochanan should not have argued. Rabbi Mavkad Lavdan Amoyim, because Rabbi announced Avdon is Amoyro. Akas Kameon, you can announce, Ma'ad Matzli Yatzli Diram Sod Yom Kayam. Whoever wants to daven Ma'ariv, can daven Ma'ariv early. So the word establishes that davening Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos, that nobody should argue. And then during the week, there isn't many shittas at all. You can daven early Ma'ariv. So the word debates of Yana Amrin, Alo Odon, Lamitosoin, Matrichim, or Lavshel Yerit. Person went up to his bed without davening Ma'ariv, you don't make him come down to daven. When I did that, I always had a skier in the night because I didn't daven Ma'ariv. You should not do that. And only like Rabbi told Avdon is Amoyro, Agas Kameyo, and announce in front of them, Adamatzli, Yatzli, Birdam, so Adiyoyim Akayam. When anybody wants to daven Ma'ariv, daven Ma'ariv early. So if a person wants to go to sleep early, don't skip Ma'ariv, just do early Ma'ariv. More repeats again. Reb Chiya Bar Bo Mavkid LaMoyo Achis Kameyon Mandematzli Yatzli Derom Sead Yom Kayam. Someone's daven Ma'ariv should daven Ma'ariv when it's still day. Omer Rav Yaakov Bar Acho V'Tani Tamon. They learned over there in Bovil. Tilasa Erev Ma. What's the din in Ma'ariv? It's an obligation. This is machlekes. If tefillas arvis rishus or chayvo is kehinin a plagavosa, like the machlekes we saw before, if tefillas neila could be poiter ma'ariv. Continues the gemara of chabes amud aleph. Man do amar chayvo. The one who says the obligation daven ma'ariv ain't neila poiter shlerif. So you have to daven it. So neila does not poiter. Man do amar rishus. If tefillas ma'ariv is rishus, neila poiter shlerif. So neila could be good enough to be poiter. So once you hold it, feels ma'ariv is not a chayva. So then if you didn't heal, that's poiter one from doing ma'ariv. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Dav Chof Aleph.